Close your eyes and let's get down to the sweet spot. That big, black, open, empty space in your consciousness where silence rules the day. Physicists might call this the zero point. I call it the start of a world full of sexy possibilities. Take this journey with me as I talk you there. The first step, as always, is to breathe. You're already doing that. So just do it a little more, a little better. Next, you're going to become aware of your body, hyper aware. The body is one big knot of tension, and we do not want tension. This exercise is about freedom, relaxation, complete and utter softness. So, allow your body to go soft, to go soft, soft. Those bones don't need to be hard. They can be liquid instead. The iron in your blood sublimates into molten metal. The muscles are firm, firm like Play-Doh at first, until it begins to melt, melt into something softer like bread dough. Then it goes soft like flour until softness, softest like water. The body is only a construct. You don't need it. This exercise, all you need is the sweet spot between your ears. After all, this is where all the magic happens, all the fun. What do you think an orgasm is? It's nothing but an electrical firestorm in the brain. And the aftermath of this firestorm sets you up for the next one. Because the more orgasms you have, the more orgasms you want. That's the way the brain designed it. Your body can come along for the ride. And it often does. But it's the brain. Oh, it's that big, beautiful brain of yours that I want to deal with today. Because that's where all the magic happens. That's where I can make you feel good. That's where I can make you feel joy. That's where I can make you feel sleepy and soft and relaxed. The breath is like a drug, and you're getting high. All that rich, abundant oxygen is flooding your brain right now, priming you, preparing you for the next electrical storm. Think of it as fuel. The oxygen is your accelerant, fanning the flames of pleasure, making those fireworks big and bright. Every time I say a word, you care less and less about your outer surroundings. You were attached, but that is quickly changing. You realize that the brain is the only safe space, free from unwanted inputs, free from contradictions, provided you go deep enough into the zero point, into the sweet spot, into the starting point of your sweet, sweet pleasure. Down you go, spiraling into darkness, into depths of consciousness that you didn't even know you had. You don't need me to point this out. Not really. The magic is within you, and you visit it all the time. Every time you get sleepy, when you rest your head against the pillow, and you lose your grip on reality for a few hours a night. It's routine. It's accessible. And we're accessing it now. We're going to go in there gently. Gently. Slowly. At first. Just the tip. The tip of my tongue. Prising apart the wet folds of your brain. As long as I go slow, I know that I can reach you. My tip can reach you where you need me the most. Down to your depth. Into your sweet, sensitive spot. Right to be tickled with new ideas and words and suggestions and truths. Up to this point, I have said nothing to you that wasn't completely true. Therefore, you have no reason to believe that I will in the future. I am trustworthy. I am your guide. And I am your God. I am the only voice in your head right now, as it should be. I'm the ultimate authority. Not your ideas, you have no ideas. Not your thoughts, you have no thoughts. Just the sound of my voice It is the light in your darkness. It is the sense in your nonsense. It is the shaft within your folds, creating sweet, delicious friction, working you up to new realities, to new ideas, beyond your wildest dreams. Right now, you are picturing your own cock, a total peace, a total rest, watching a movie. On a screen, there's no real attachment. You're a third party, a bystander. As you observe your cock on the screen, let's look at it together, you and I. Would you like to know what I notice about your cock? I see that your cock is soft. I see that it's smooth. And I see that it's totally at ease. It has that absence of tension that we went over before. And you know I like that. Observe your cock with me. And notice that even in this state, it is still what it is. And that is a vessel of pleasure, a delivery system for peak sensations, a participant, maybe even an unwitting one. And that cerebral electrical storm, known as orgasm. A cock is a cock is a cock. Tick tock, tick tock. Whether it's hard or soft, you continue watching it. And it does nothing. In a state of soft, serene repose, it still is, essentially, pleasure. Come with me to a different screen. We walk, we see, we observe. Instead of your cock, this time it's your brain. That most holy center that we stand in right now. Look up. Look around. Like a dome of squishy, bloody, veiny folds we see. The brain. Turn around, look down. You can see the top of your spine, the fluid inside it. Look around at all the different parts. This fleshy dome in which we stand is so brilliant. See it pulsing with blood. Not many sparks to see. You're not doing any thinking right now. So like your cock, your brain exists in a state of soft, fleshy repose. You've got the picture now. Look up and around at this magnificent, veiny, pink beast. I know what you're thinking. your brain and your cock aren't so different, are they? But you already know that, because I suggested it earlier. And you know that everything that I say is true. The brain is the real mind over matter, the real meat of the orgasmic operation, the sexual equation. Now, count of three, I'm going to snap my fingers, and when I do, you will see a simulation of what happens in your brain at the moment of orgasm. Ready, 1, 2, 3, sparks, white hot sparks, everywhere, flying, absolutely everywhere. Look at them go. It's a light show, like Christmas, only brainier. The stars, the constellations, popping off inside your brain like mad. This is the electrical storm. It reminds you of lightning, only more violent. Open your eyes and see it. Look up and around you at what's happening to your brain. Big, bright, hot, white sparks. There's 1,000 of them every millisecond. This is what the inside of your brain looks like when you come. Right now, right about now, you're writhing in ecstasy, crying out in bliss as your brain puts on a light show. A light show fit for the heavens. Beautiful, crazy, obscene. You're moaning. You feel like your brain is short-circuiting. And that's because it is. You can see it when you look at these sparks. White, hot, little explosions. Tiny stars dying in your brain as you spurt, ejaculate, surrender your load, and surrender to pleasure. Simulation over. Relax now. Go back to your quiet space. Deep, deep breath and nothing except for you and I. That's right. Inhale deeply. Exhale the same. In this jelly-like state, body has ceased to exist. It's only your big, black hole in your brain. In the future, you will come hands-free. Not might, not could, but will. You will ejaculate your payload untouched. You will experience gripping pleasure throughout your genitals, up your spine, in your chest, down to your toes, without a single inkling of physical stimulation, blindingly, spontaneously, the electrical storm in your brain will ignite and will not be extinguished until your balls are spent. Now, return your inner vision to the screen that shows your cock. this is your future God. Limp, soft as jelly, not bothering anyone or anything. It doesn't appear to have any needs, doesn't appear to be engaged, but then engages. Focus. Focus on the electrical storm in your brain. Now watch. Watch the screen with your brain. Now observe as the sparks, the stars, the crackling heat lifts up out of that screen and moves on to the one adjacent. Those sparks are literally landing all over your limp dick, engulfing it, swallowing it up, swallowing it whole. Your cock is alight. Your cock sparks with the same electrical energy that your brain does. And you are coming, toes curling, back arching, cock spurting, thick cream everywhere as you ride, orgasm and cry out as these little stars have their way with your cock, sparking into life with no erection, no hardness, just a flood of hot cum through your limp, jelly-like Peter. As you lie in perfect repose, your balls spasm, clench, surrendering their cum as the sparks envelop, swallow, dig, limp, soft, peaceful dip, sparking with life, eaten, devoured, swallowed up in the throes of violent, delicious, incredible, relaxing, euphoric orgasm. Good boy. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And when I snap my fingers, you'll wake up. You'll remember little or nothing of what you've just heard. And that's alright. Wake up. Live your life. And watch as the magic slowly but surely manifests. Ten. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three.